Tablet 8, The Last Days, Day of Judgment. There are three kinds of resurrections. One is when a person shatters the walls of ignorance, and through knowledge, devotion, or selfless actions, steps into spiritual realities. This can be called being born again. The second kind of resurrection is the one which comes in the last days when men will be sundered. During this period, both good and bad people will be in the world, and humans will eventually realize that spiritual people should be as dynamic and efficient as possible. They will become united and establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. Then they will help those who have lagged behind to the goal, higher consciousness. This resurrection is the re-establishment of the truth of spiritual knowledge in the world. This is the first and second resurrection in each era. The third is when the end of this world is reached. This will happen because the original energy created to maintain the creation will wear out. Then this manifested universe will be dissolved into its original form. Those who have reached pure consciousness by then will escape the state of ignorance and will be with the Father. Those who have stayed in ignorance should wait until crores of years for the next creation. Then they might progress to pure consciousness. So the human should not delay his progress and should utilize all opportunities to reach the goal and avoid the torment of hell, ignorance. However, eventually, there is the victory of truth, knowledge, over the devil, ignorance. Sarah the Ant, On Namal. Discovery of the movement of the earth in the last days, when knowledge will increase. Also, at the end of creation, all things will be dissolved and become like clouds. And you see the mountains as if they are solid. In truth, they move like the passing clouds. It is the creation of God who has perfected all things. He is aware of what you do. Verse 88. Sarah the Romans, Arum. On the resurrection day, men will be sundered or separated. Also, at the end of the time of this creation, they will be separated. Before the unavoidable day which God has designed to come, people will be sundered. Verse 43. This is the day of judgment, but you do not know. Verse 56. So it is the day of resurrection. Every day is the day of resurrection. These days are also the days of the first resurrection. The second resurrection will be sometime in the future, 1,000 years from Revelation chapter 20. Sarah Smoke, Abduhan. Smoke in the last days, or air pollution, and disbelievers. Then wait, O Muhammad, for the day in which visible smoke will appear, fireless smoke, the brown cloud, which will envelop the people that will be a painful torment. They will cry, "Relieve us from this torment, we do believe." How can there be admonishment for them when there came a messenger with clear explanation of the truth to them? And they turned away from him, saying, "He was taught these things, a madman." Still, we remove the torment a little, but you will surely return to disbelieving. Verses 10 through 15. Sarah the Enshrouded One, Al Muzamil. In the last days, the children will grow old quickly. They will have so many problems to solve that they will not understand what childhood is. A day which will turn children gray-headed. Verse 17. Sarah, he frowned. Abbasah. Description of the last days which corresponds to this day, this period of human life. On the day when a man runs away from his brother, his mother, his father, his wife, and children, every man that day will be engaged with his own concerns alone, heedless of others. Verses 34 through 37. law of the grace of God. The shower of the grace of the Lord is constantly raining in the universe, but those who have the umbrella of their false egos over their souls will not receive it. God gives His blessings and grace to people, nations, and individual humans. When they start misusing this grace for ways other than His ways, then the doom of those people, nations, and individual human will come. Sirrah, spoils of war, on a fall. God will not take His grace away from anyone or nation, etc. He has given it to, unless they start misusing it. God never withdrew the grace He has bestowed upon a people until they changed their hearts toward Him. Verse 53. Life is a struggle. Life is a struggle, jihad, within and without. The struggle within is the fight between the higher and lower natures. This battle involves warding off the power of the tamaguna, the force bending the soul toward the external world, to establish the kingdom of heaven within. The external struggle is to overcome excess attraction of maya, illusion of life, and establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. All these struggles are to create an environment that allows each individual to grow to his fullest potential. Those who say life is an illusion are greatly mistaken. Life and the manifested universe are not illusions, but excess attraction to the manifested universe is illusion. Sirrah the Romans, Arum. When we bestow our mercy on mankind, we rejoice in it. But if there be tribulation because of their own actions or karmas, they become despairing and forget about God and His mercies. Verse 36. Sirrah the city, Al-Balad. God created man in an environment of suffering in order to direct him toward the goal of life. As it was explained, through many evolutionary processes, man has reached such a powerless position that he suffers when he goes astray from the path through the weakness of the flesh. So suffering is a purifier and is a guidance to salvation, pure consciousness. We verily have created man committed to toil in affliction. Verse 4. Sirrah Solus al-Inshirah. The ups and downs of life, like a fountain, when it goes up, then it then comes down. Verily there is ease after hardship. Surely there will also be hardship after ease. Verse 56. Therefore, we should stay in the middle path. Lower nature. Man has two natures. The lower nature, lower self, and the higher nature, higher self. In the lower nature, bestial nature, man is like an animal and is only concerned about himself. In the higher nature, man becomes more aware of his divine self. It is in this lower nature which is the source of suffering for the human. This is the false ego of man, the part which sees himself separate from others, the part which is not universalist, the part which does not view all humans as brothers and sisters, the part which gives that empty feeling of separation from the Lord, which is the greatest suffering of all, the illusion of separation. Sirrah, ornaments of gold, Az Zukruf. Lower nature is idle talk, play of life. So, leave them alone in their idle talks and busy with their plays in the material world until the day which they have been promised. Verse 83. Sirrah smoke ad duhan, self-centeredness, saying, suffer now, you who hold yourself as mighty, the noble. Verse 49. Sirrah Muhammad, animality is lust, excess comfort in overeating, which all are related to the lower nature of man. While the disbelievers enjoy this material life and eat and drink as animals do, the fire of ignorance, maya, is their resort. Verse 12. Surround the private apartments, all who shrug. The ugliness of too much suspicion, spying and backbiting. Oh, you who believe, refrain from too much suspicion, because some suspicion may create great harm. Also, do not spy or backbite one another. Do any of you like to eat the flesh of his brother's corpse? Surely you would abhor that. Remember your duty to God. He is compassionate, ever merciful. Verse 12. Surround the event, al wakia. There will be no idle talk. They will not hear any vain speaking nor recrimination therein. Verse 25. Surround the ascending stairway, al ma'arij. The human's nature. To be impatient is part of man's nature, man's but not God's. When tribulation comes, he is full of sorrow. But when good befalls, he does not admit it is from us, except constant worshippers. Verses 19 through 22. Maya. Maya means illusion. This world is not illusion, but the illusion is anything which makes us forget that this body, universe, and all the facilitating faculties which have been given or are provided for us are there to help our physical, mental, and spiritual progress. That is why it has been said that anything which keeps the person from remembering the Lord is devilish or Maya. That is completely true, because humans should keep their ideal high and constantly in remembrance. Otherwise, they will easily fall to their lower natures and be drowned in Maya, the illusion of separation from God. Pursuance of Maya is like chasing the wind. There is always something in the external world which we think will give us everlasting happiness if we obtain it. But everlasting happiness can never be found there. It only comes through understanding His bounty and beauty. However, this does not mean escapism, but being content with whatever we have and enjoying anything extra which happens to come to us. But we should never lose our soul for material possession or for any other elusive gain. Surah the Cave, Al-Kahf. Expound to them the similitude of the life of this world, like water which we send down from heaven, and the vegetation on earth grows and mixes with it to look fresh. Then, in one morning, they become weathered and dry, which is scattered about by the wind. God is able to do all things. Verse 46. Surah the story, Al-Qasas, the pettiness of wealth and power. Kareb said, I have been given this wealth because of my great knowledge. Did he not know that God had destroyed those who were even mightier and richer than him before? Verse 78. So wealth and power are really nothing, because even the proud, wealthy, and powerful nations were destroyed in the past, and no man can ever be that wealthy or powerful. You don't even have the power over your own death. So when you die, you have no choice. All the wealth you have accumulated will have to be left on earth. You are completely helpless. These things are only the attractions of Maya, to keep you from progressing toward the perfection of your soul. They only bring the human a big, false ego. Surah the Spider, Al-Ankabut. This life is nothing but Maya, its attraction. This life is nothing but a game and a pastime, and hereafter is but the true life, if they only knew. Verse 64. Surah said, the reason for forgetting the Lord is excess attraction to the external world, Maya. We commanded him, O David, we appointed you vice-regent in the earth, so justly judge between people, and follow not vain desire, attraction to Maya, that it lead you astray from the way of God. Verse 27. Surah ornaments of gold, Az-Zakruz. Idle talk and the play of life is Maya. So leave them alone in their idle talks and busy with their plays in the material world until the day which they have been promised. Verse 83, Sarah Iron, Al-Hadid. Maya is the illusion of excess attraction to the external world. Know that the life of this world is nothing but a play. Notice, life of this world, not the world itself. An idle talk and a show and a subject of boasting between you and competition in respect for riches and children. Like the vegetable after the rain, which makes it pleasing to the eyes of the tiller, but it dries up later and turns yellow, and then it becomes straw. In the hereafter, there is severe punishment and also forgiveness from God and His satisfaction, whereas the life of this world is nothing but a matter of illusion. Verse 20. Sarah, the ascending stairways, Al-Maharij. Most of the people are deeply unaware, sleepwalkers, of the reality behind this universe. So leave them, the ignorant, chatting, idle talk, and playing until they face the day they are promised. Verse 42.